Hey, Robert, why should people listen to another retro gaming podcast?
You mean our cast, David? We do have to keep this short, you know.
Yes, well, I guess we should start with the fact we celebrate old school video games.
And we have awesome guests and game giveaways. Don't forget that.
Plus our game show and your favorite segment, Random Select.
Don't remind me. Are we done yet?
Listen to our cast, another retro gaming podcast, part of RetroZap.com.
Finally, back to my beer.
Now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, Electric Sisterhood, and On the Street Egg proudly present No Borders, No Race, The World's J-Pop and Alternative Hotspot.
And wenches, welcome to episode 226 of No Borders, No Race, your J-pop and alternative hotspot. I am your king, Baby Doc Evan Borgo. Thank you once again for tuning in, and I hope you all enjoyed our special episode. And I want to give a very special thank you to Philly Issues guy Jeremy DeDisco, the DCD Robert Workman, and security guy Greg for aiding in the Bang Bong Show, which was greatly inspired by legendary DJ Arnie Woo Woo Ginsburg and the new Quentin Tarantino movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. The character of Charlie Choo Choo Weinberg has been something that's been running in my brain for many years, and this was a great opportunity to finally bring him to life. And who knows, maybe you might see him return again in a future Bing Bong Show special. Or perhaps something else. My brain's always coming up with crazy ideas, so he may make some sort of appearance at least once more. But now, since the last episode was all about the past, let's bring us back to the present, because we've got a whole lot of new tracks for you all to enjoy today, so let's not hesitate and head on towards the playlist. Remember, as always, if you like what you hear and would like to support these artists, you can find all their music on CD Japan, Yes Asia, Amazon, Apple Music, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, and your local record stores. We're kicking things off with a new song from Honeydew. They've got a new EP entitled I'll Be Around. And from that record is a wonderful little song called Dissatisfied.
Me 101 and tell me what you want. as the both of us.
Marina Inoue, Yu Kobayashi, Miyuki Sawashiro, and Ryoko Shintane. That was Kenji Utsuki with Kuso Rumba, or Shit Rumba, as it's translated. That served as the opening theme to Sayonara Zetsubou Sensei Season 2, which Nozomi Entertainment just announced that they're bringing to America. And I watched this show back in college in my anime club, back when it was airing in like 2007, and it was very much loved by all of us. So I am really excited to see it's finally getting a release here in America. Please go check it out when it's officially here. Although, skip season 3, it kind of drags a little bit there. There's a saying, go big or go home. For the most part, such a mantra works well with many forms of media. Big films lead to amazing spectacles, whereas big albums can transmit a supersonic wave of multiple sounds. But when it comes to this particular saying, there's one form of entertainment where going big can lead to dire consequences, and that form of media is video games. I was having lunch with Boss Lady Pandalicious the other day, and we were talking about how AAA video games seem to expect every player to sit down and experience an 80 to 100 hour adventure. And that doesn't even count those that have online multiplayer modes. And the way things are, it seems there's at least two huge video games dropping from the likes of Activision or Ubisoft every single week. And that's a lot to expect from gamers who have lives outside of their living rooms. Just imagine how it is for us game journalists. You might not have noticed, but the amount of reviews I do on video games has dropped since last year because it takes me weeks just to get through one video game. I've been playing Sega's Judgment since July, and I still don't think I've even finished like half of its main campaign. You know, it's okay for video games to be big, but there should always be a point where a campaign or a gameplay element ends. I'm totally alright having a great experience with a 10 to 20 hour campaign over a mediocre one with 100 hours worth of story. And this is where a game like Red Dead Redemption 2 comes in. This video game got critical acclaim all throughout every big-named gaming news site around. But from my experience, Red Dead Redemption 2 is bloated, drags far too much, and worst of all, showcases far too much realism to the point where everything feels like a fucking chore than a fun quest. And these are experiences that I've had with, like, The Witcher 3 and titles like Dragon Age Inquisition and Kingdom Come Deliverance. Like, there's too much realism to the point where it's not fun. Going big in video games doesn't always equate to making amazing video games. Yes, it works with something like Grand Theft Auto 5 or Rage 2 because these games know how to put fun into every aspect, even when not doing missions. But it's only when games going futuristic or modern day when they can pull off these sorts of grand spectacles. Games that take place before the days of fast travel always drag, and they never seem to find a way to make the empty parts of it interesting. In Grand Theft Auto, you can cause chaos and mayhem at full throttle. You can't fucking do that on a goddamn horse in a game based in the 1870s. So, AAA gaming industry, please note that you don't always have to go big to make an impressive game. Learn from Devolver Digital, Isbird Games, even Adult Swim Games, that you can create a small title that's just as impacting as something on a larger scale. I got more out of a short game like Celeste over something massive like The Division. Just stop trying to one-up each other. Make great games that are fun all the time, even if they're short experiences. And I know while saying this, there are way far bigger problems within the gaming industry right here. I know I've talked about loot boxes and microtransactions. If you want opinions on that, go listen to Jim Sterling because he does it far better than I ever could. I don't have the time like he does to do the research and shit. Me personally, I'm just tired of having games trying to be this massive experience that sometimes takes the fun out of playing video games. Just try to learn from the indies and attempt to make something that's a lot more fun. That says a lot, but not force you to do a lot. Okay? I think that's a doable request, you know, so long as you don't shove in the microtransactions or loot boxes. Give us a good experience that doesn't last too damn long, because there are too many fucking video games that come out every single week these days. Man, too many fucking games. Right then, back to the playlist. When he's not in your face fronting No Warning or playing killer riffs with Fucked Up, Ben Cook is diving into multiple genres and churning out amazing melodies. He returns to a side project, Young Gov, on a new album called Gov 1, which brings to mind the solo works of George Harrison. It's a very, very beautiful album. Do check it out. From Gov 1, here's Young Gov with Love Always.
And you're listening to I Think This Is Great. I Think This Is Great! Exclamation point with Clay Inferno is the full name of the show. And it's an interview podcast about people doing and being their best. We talk about doing compassionate work, making books, working on teams, getting over hurdles, doing great things, even when the chips are down and you just, frankly, don't want to do anything. It's a little bit of a tech podcast, but mostly this is a interview show where I talk to some of the most fascinating people that have come into my life, and hopefully I get to meet some new friends along the way. So welcome, and please let me know what you think of I Think This Is Great with Clay Inferno by joining the conversation on social media with the hashtag ITTIGpod, or you can reach out to me directly at CLAYNFERNO, Clay Inferno. There is no I in that Inferno, at Clay Inferno, clayinferno.com. But you are here at ithinkthisisgreat.com. So do me a favor, once the show launches, please go on to iTunes and wherever you get your podcasts and leave me a rating, and please spread the word. I want people to know about the show and the amazing people that I have on it. So we will see you on the internet.
This is LJ, and I Think This Is Great.
Hey, this is Luke O'Neill, and you're listening to I Think This Is Great.
I think your business is great, and I think you're listening to Clay Fernal. <That's>... Windows backwards.
I'm going to use that one.
お腹は空いて抱えきれないほど欲張って数えきれないほど忘れて
Her 19 box album, that was Asuka with Feet Future. Asuka has been rather busy in the anime song realm, recently recording the theme song to the anime series You Know, which we gave a spin of a few weeks back. Here's hoping she's brought back to make the theme song for season 2 of Laid Back Camp, which still stands as my favorite song of hers. And now, we've got brand new music from Brian the Sun, who just dropped their newest album, Meme, a couple weeks back. This little number goes by the name Ray Moss. Like a Ghost with Black Rainbow, a B-side off of their upcoming single for Sinew and Red. That hits stores on August 23rd, which will lead to a new EP they're releasing called Colors Bleed, arriving on September 20th. And from what I heard, this one is going to be quite the dark record. I'm very much looking forward to that. For 50 years, Scooby-Doo has been entertaining kids and adults on television. Whether it was the original Scooby-Doo, Where Are You?, the Laugh Olympics, A Pup Named Scooby-Doo, or even the live-action films, Mystery Incorporated has made it their mission to unmask ghosts, monsters, and other sorts of ghouls in the most inventive of ways. But when it came to their most clever episodes, it was always when they did crossovers with the likes of Batman or even the Harlem Globetrotters. So it comes as no surprise that their most recent series, Scooby-Doo and Guess Who, takes that idea and just cranks it up a notch. What makes Scooby-Doo and Guess Who work is that it often mixes it up with both real people and famous fictional characters. One episode may have Wonder Woman aiding the team, or NBA star Chris Paul will give his expertise. Other characters from the Hanna-Barbera library, like the Funky Phantom Team or Megilla Gorilla, might also lend a hand, giving way to some pretty humorous jabs at each other's properties. Perhaps the best of the bunch has been the Ricky Gervais episode, which just pokes fun of every single aspect of Scooby-Doo's lore and plot devices. The series does a great job with keeping to the traditional aspects of the original Scooby-Doo series from the 70s. The puns are groan-inducing, and the jokes are corny. But that's what made Scooby-Doo a fun show to watch. It's the bonus of seeing the likes of Penn and Teller, or even Steve Urkel, getting in the fun of the chase and solving the mysteries that add something a little bit more extra to the zaniness. And with people like Weird Al Yankovic, Mark Hamill, and Jim Gaffigan joining the ranks in the near future, you can bet that what's in store for Mystery Incorporated will be delightfully entertaining. Scooby-Doo and Guess Who is now airing on Boomerang, but if you've got the Verve streaming app, you can watch it whenever you want, with new episodes every Thursday popping up. It's a terrific treat for those looking for some great retro Scooby and Shaggy shenanigans, as well as the chance to see a bunch of pretty famous people doing some wacky things. Give it a watch. You won't be disappointed. Though, I will say that Jalel White's Urkel voice really hasn't aged well. Yeesh. Anyways, back to the playlist. Bird Bear Hair and Fish are back with a brand new EP entitled Mirror Mirror, which puts more of a dream pop focus on the band's usual rocking repertoire. This song is called Daisuki.
Dancing. culture-saturated world, what's a nerd to do?
Hang out with your good pals on Nerdy Show, that's what.
Our flagship podcast is a weekly celebration of the multifaceted D20 that is the modern nerd.
When we're not devising horrors that combine VR and spiders or taste-testing weird food, we're discussing the latest geek happenings, digging into our deepest nerd niches,
or interviewing a celebrity or two.
Head to nerdyshow.com or find us on iTunes and experience a multiverse of awesomeness.
Iguchi with Hello to Dream, which serves as the opening theme to Season 2 of Is It Wrong to Try to Pick Up Girls in a Dungeon, which the answer to that is always, no, it's never wrong. And I'm very happy that anime has returned. The world of Aurelio and the characters at Roman are simply wonderful. There's a reason why Hestia is Bestia, and it's not just because of boob ribbons. If you're not watching Dungeon, then you're missing out on one of the best fantasy series on TV today. And right now, we're going Celtic folk on your behinds with a band from Philadelphia called River Drivers. They have a new album coming out this October called Big Oak Road, and this is a song off that record about a family whose farmhouse is up for auction. It's a little bit of a heartbreaker known as Going Once.
What would you give for a 40-acre farm? Farmhouse and livestock, orchards by the barn. We'll throw in the plow and the car. Who's done bidding on this farm? It's going once, going twice, sold. It's going died for a song. Martha had 9 children there, 1 more came along. But dreams don't stretch out that far. Do I hear 1,000 fall this farm? It's going once, going twice, so. It's going once, going twice, so. They planted beans and corn in a field out back, but they just couldn't sell enough to pay off the tax. Telling the kids was pretty hard. Who'll make it 2,000 for this farm? It's going once, going twice, so. It's going once, going twice, so. A tractor was not in the cards. They used a horse and plow. And in the shadow of Billy Penn, they raised chickens and cows. But in the end, they stood there arm in arm. Do I hear 3,000 for this farm? It's going once, going twice, so. It's going once, going twice, so. Once, going twice, so. It's going once, going twice, so. Peaches were a final hope. They took them into town. But in 1929, no buyers came around. Hope and fruit dashed upon the ground. Do I hear 4,000 for this farm? It's going once, going twice, so. It's going once, going twice, so. It's going once, going twice, so. It's going once, going twice, so.
でも後悔ばっかでちゃうちゃう嘘やかけもう一度泣きと解き方をのけて心らしい目つけはるはどうないとだろうばわからへんなるどこに隠さない弱さも愚さも全てがあんたに誰にも景色ともう映らはる世界一号で焦ってく記憶を不意に訪れるお別れ痛む胸しんどいな成長や変化を戻した
Yeah. I'm ready.
with Torah and Torah from this year's April Fool's EP special band Maiko, and it was just announced that Bandmade will be releasing a new album this December. Getting very close to the cutoff period. Fingers crossed it hits my ears before it's time to finalize my top J-pop albums list for 2019. And speaking of lists, if you made a list of the most fucked up kids shows ever made, right at the tippity-tippity top of it would more than likely be Invader Zim. But that's what you'd expect from Jordan Vasquez, the same guy who created Johnny the Homicidal Maniac. And yet, despite it being canceled after 27 episodes, Invader Zim gathered probably one of the biggest followings in Nickelodeon's history. It came back as a comic book a couple of years ago, and it's still running to this date, but it seemed that that would all be what we would see for our new adventures of Zim, Gur, Dib, and Gaz. That is, until the new movie that just dropped on Netflix, Invader Zim, Enter the Thorpus, brings us back to the battle between Dib and his quest to thwart the evil plans of Zim. And it is just as wonderfully fucked up as the original animated series. The antics of Zim are just as zany, from his dumb plan to cause chaos to him taking over Dib's dad's business and letting everything go completely bonkers. Enter the Thorpus is a film that's, well, to be blunt, it's very hard to dive deep into without spoiling some of the film's best bits. And the problem is that most of the movie is made up of best bits. Just both visually, joke-wise, gag-wise, it's just well done. But what I can say about Enter the Thorpus is that it has a very fitting conclusion to the Invader Zim animated series. It's done in a way where you don't exactly know where Vasquez can go with Zim and Gur in the future. I mean, the comic book realm, you can host new adventures on there, but after this movie, it would kind of feel weird to see it continue in cartoon form. It's quite hard to explain unless you watch it, but Enter the Thorpus ends in a very satisfying way. So much so that the 15-year-long wait for new cartoon Invader Zim was pretty damn worth it. In a way, it did the opposite of what the Rocko's Modern Life special did. Rocko made me want more Rocko. Zim, on the other hand, just made me feel happy by what we had got. With all this being said, I do seriously hope that Jordan Vasquez gets another crack at making an animated series. Maybe not a continuation of Invader Zim, but something new and original. Be it for kids, adults, or both. Because Vasquez is great when it comes to storytelling and character creating. Perhaps if Enter the Thorpus is successful, Netflix will give him the chance to do just that. Until then, please go and watch Invader Zim Enter the Thorpus. Rewatch the original cartoon. Read Johnny the Homicidal Maniac and his other comic, Squee. This is a time to celebrate the madness that Vasquez has created thus far. Do not delay. Drink his anarchy down and swallow it with glee. And Enter the Thorpus is one hell of a testament to both Vasquez's genius and the world of Invader Zim. Right then, more music! Even after releasing this year's excellent Hell Like Heaven, the Peggies aren't slowing down. Here's their newest single, which served as the end theme to last spring's Sarah's On My. This is Stand By Me.
Stand by me, oh.
Ma るで君と僕みたい。繋いだ手の儚さを知る。曇りガラスこの宇宙の向こう、かすかに見える君がいるんだね。本当はさ気づいてる。今の君に触れられぬ距離。膝を抱えて憧れていたのはいつかの雑草。
Program.com and Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Do you like television? Do you like talking about television? Do you have problems and can't sleep at night? If you any of those things are true, come on down and join Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube, Phil's recap and review, or check out issuesprogram.com to check out our stuff. Basically, what we do is we talk a lot about television, some movies, but mainly television. We do post-episode recaps, live viewings, drunk commentary games, and just general analysis. So if you love television, you don't have a ton of people to talk about television, or you just cannot get enough of some of these awesome shows like Vikings, Better Call Saul, Westworld, Game of Thrones, even The Walking Dead, and some other random shows that just pop up here and there. If you cannot get enough of all those programs and you want to talk about them, jump on over, join in the live motherfucking chat with some of the best people in the world that all share their thoughts real time whenever we go live. So if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you follow the YouTube channel by clicking that little bell thing, you can find out anytime we go live. You can also check out issuesprogram.com for a backload of all of our stuff and check out our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and lots of other places. Huge thanks to all of you, and hope you check it out and hope you enjoy it. And I'll talk to you guys next time. Thank you.
Was the Black Keys with Every Little Thing, and I thoroughly enjoy the new music Pat and Dan have created on this record. As someone who was sort of disappointed with their previous album, Turn Blue, it's very exciting to see them going back to their roots and making some great rock and roll. Great job, Black Keys. Keep at it. Well, that about wraps up this week's episode of No Borders, No Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bastard Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, or if you're in a band and want to be featured on our show, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. You can follow me on Twitter, on Instagram, on Twitch, and on the J-Pop, Video Games, and Anime Amino pages at KingBabyDuckESH, and on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com. Like us on Facebook.com/Boston Bash Brigade and Facebook.com/Land of Ash. And don't forget about all the other sites under the Land of Ash, including The Electric Sisterhood, Phil's Recap and Review, and Smashed Rook. Promotional consideration provided for this week's tracks from Crooked Ghost and River Drivers, made possible by Shameless Promotion PR. And a very special thank you to Honeydew for sending down their latest music for us to play. On the next episode of Wicked Anime, we talk about what would be in A Hitchhiker's Guide to the Isekai, as well as the new Rocko's Modern Life special and a new vending machine Japan just installed. And if you know Japan and vending machines, you know it's going to be very, very weird. That's coming up for you this Thursday on Wicked Anime, which can be found on the Nerdy Show site and wherever podcasts get their podcast on. We're going to end the show with a brand new track from the Japanese samurai guitarist Miyabe, who just dropped a new fun album called No Sleep Till Tokyo. I reckon someone was listening to some Beastie Boys when they came up with that title. From that record is the hard jamming Other Side. And until next time, this is King Baby Duck, remind you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard, but it sure helps.
Diving deep into the night, I'll make you look way out, way out. Leave it all behind. I see you on the other side.
分のことあれもこれもそれも欲しがるよ欲望尽きない欲望尽きないもういいよ Wanting way too much Haven't you heard enough 気は済んだかい吐きそうなくらい溢れる世界 So I close my eyes Going off the edge to the other side There's a way out, way outTo the other side, diving deep into the night I'll make you look a way out, way out Leave it all behind I see you on the other side I see you on the other side 他に道はない俺にはこれしかないもう戻らない On the other side
This is your King Baby Duck, Evan Borgo, from the Electric Sisterhood, and your host for the No Borders, No Race podcast. Each episode, we play the best, brightest, and hottest acts from Japan, America, Europe, and the rest of the world. Every song spun is but a mere taste of what you can expect of the artists heard, so if you truly loved what hit your eardrums, please be sure to support these musicians and buy their albums, EPs, and singles. Places like Amazon.com,CD Japan, Yes Asia, Bandcamp, iTunes, and even your local record store are great places to plop down some sweet moolah to let those artists know that they're doing a heck of a good job with their melodies. The more an artist gets support from listeners, the better the chance that they'll come to a venue nearest you to play the sounds that won your heart. This message is brought to you by the Boston Bastard Brigade, reminding you all to support your local, national, and international artists any way you can.